Carl, a 38-0 victory. Many didn't see that coming into the next round of the Challenge Cup. Leeds at home, Leeds away, Wigan at home, Wigan away.
Yeah, definitely. No one seen it coming. I didn't see it this morning, but we always knew we backed ourselves to win the game, and we knew if we stuck to a plan, we would. And I think that was our first 80-minute performance today. You know, we shouldn't have nilled West Wales last week, and we didn't. And I think the team, everyone, the club, they've been waiting for that performance all year, and we finally delivered it.
A great performance. You've got to remember these. You know, Rochdale had a championship side, maybe a struggling championship side, but they had a championship side. Should just show what the squad's capable of this season.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, struggling, but I think they played 3 full-time teams in the last 4 weeks. So you know, they're doing it tough. So you know, but the level of intensity they play at compared to what we have in the last month. You know, we said we need to match them early on, and I don't think we did. I think we defended our own line for 20 minutes, but we defended it really well, and we knew if we stuck with them, the longer the game went on, we'd have more chances, and you know, we executed our tries really well. So yeah, real big dig from us men today, and you know, it was certainly needed to beat them.
A good old fashioned cup tie, you say, in the opening 20 minutes or so, you know, hard knocks, but Callum Phillips steps up with 2 tries. Dan Hubbs find his kicking boots again, 22 points from him on his own today. So what can you take looking forward into your league campaign?
Yeah, I thought Callum was best game in a Whitehaven shirt. You know, he's done that to us for God knows how many years, and you know, to finally get him at this club, you know, I think it was a massive coup pre-season. I think it's proved out to be that. You know, he's playing in his favourite position, and you know, he's certainly not letting anyone down. He's leading us by the front every single week, and Dan Abb finally got his kicking back on today. And yeah, I think when we play like that, we're unstoppable. You know, we play with fast flowing, confident, and you know, our defence was really good. But yeah, old fashioned cup tie. We'll enjoy the moment, and you know, we'll move on to Keighley this week.
Callum seemed to come off there at the end. Was that just a knock?
Yeah, he just got took out. I got sin-binned for one. Lewis got sin-binned for one. Yet Callum just got smashed around for 80 minutes. You know, so it's, you know, the inconsistency today was awful, but you know, he'll dust himself down. He's a tough kid, and you know, I think that knock at the end was just probably one too many. So you know, 3 minutes left, 38-0. You know, you may as well pull him. But yeah, we'll review him. Hopefully, he'll pull up okay. But you know, it did look. He doesn't look too good in the changing rooms now.
Any other knocks from today's game?
No, not that I know of. You know, we'll surely find out Tuesday, Wednesday this week. But you know, it's everyone seems to be healthy.
A bare 17th today. Obviously, Josh had to miss out. Saints didn't want him cup tied, but. So he'll be looking to come back in next week. What's the story there?
Yeah. No, it's as simple as that. Spoke to Paul Wellens this week, and obviously Liam Cooper played for us in the last round. But obviously, I think you know Robes has pulled an injury in the last couple of weeks. So you know they've kept him there, and good on him. He deserves it. But yeah, you know, hopefully we'll get him back next week, and you know, we'll assess our bodies and we'll go again.
A couple of lads that are still knocking out injured dogs: Jordan Burns and Stu Howarth.
Yeah, Stu, probably North Wales at home, you know, so it's still another couple of weeks. John and Burns were waiting on a scan. The club was in the middle of you know, getting that done, and you know, hopefully, you know, as soon as we get that scan done, we'll have a better picture of how long he'll be.
You're always looking for players, but is it, as the squad depth seems to be getting a little smaller and smaller, is there any on the horizon?
It's tough. We don't want to panic buy. We don't want to, you know, dip into the market. And, you know, as well as Josh and Liam Cooper's done, we can't bring too many young lads in, because you know, our average age is 23 at the minute. You know, we're going to bring another, you know, a proper 18 years of age. It's, you know, we'll be quite vulnerable. You know, so it's fitting the right personality into our group. And you know, we are actively looking. You know, I've been given the go ahead to go and get someone, but you know, that needs to be the right person.
Right, mate, we'll leave it there. Good luck down in Keighley next week. We'll catch up with you down there. Well done on the result today, and we'll wait and see who we get in the cup draw.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.